the Bryan Police Department received several calls of what appeared to be or sounded like gunshots reported from the citizens of Bryan. So the officers went into the areas where the calls were reported and located several plastic bottles that appeared to have exploded. A further investigation of the bottles revealed they were filled with some type of chemical that causes a chemical reaction, produces heat and pressure, and it causes the bottles to explode. The Bryan Police Department was concerned with any of these bottles that may have exploded or may not have exploded because the chemicals appear to be some type of caustic household chemicals, and we don't want anybody to get hurt touching those chemicals or getting any type of chemical burns. So if you see any type of strange bottle sitting out in the open or placed in a strange area, you could contact the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300 or 911, and we'll definitely look into that. We're actively investigating to see who is placing these bottles around town. We don't have any suspects at this time, so we're looking for any information that may help.
I don't know if you have any general or specific locations where these bottles were found.
Well, they're kind of spread all around town, mostly on the southeast side of Bryan. Sounds like maybe some juveniles or young adults might be in a vehicle and driving about and possibly tossing these items out, being that they're spread over a large area in a short amount of time. So the officers are going to be out looking intently this holiday weekend during Halloween, any type of suspicious activity like that, because we're going to have a lot of children and teenagers out and about, and we want to make sure everyone has a safe holiday weekend.
Yeah, that just bounced in my head, the possibility that there may be some of these unexploded bottles where kids may be walking and they shouldn't be touching those. Try to stay as far away from those things as they can.
Right, that's a good point. Currently, the bottles that we have found have all been exploded, and there has been no reported damage at this time. But the concern is if someone does pick up a bottle or someone is trying to make one of these bottles and it goes off while it's in their hands, it can cause serious injury to that person.
It sounds like one of those science experiments. The idea is to pick it up and just the normal pressure within the bottle, if you just pick it up and then you get the water moving, and if that causes it to blow up and the contents inside, I mean, that can really do some harm.
Yeah, the chemical reaction, which chemicals you're using, because there's different styles, generates a lot of heat and pressure, so you can end up with burns from the heat, you can end up with chemical burns from the caustic chemicals, or you can end up with injury from the explosion and the plastic debris flying everywhere. One thing which would be a good point to make is if you see a suspicious bottle sitting anywhere that has any kind of strange colored liquid in it, that might be a sign of a suspicious bottle. Not every plastic bottle is going to look suspicious, so you'll notice some type of strange liquid in it.